morning.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness, we need to try that again. Good morning. Hey, do you guys are sitting on the step here? Do you want to sit down on the floor and come and face me, please? Please, Jackson, can you guys come and sit down? Thank you. Yeah, I didn't want to just be talking to the back of your heads. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, how many of you were excited to lose an hour of sleep last night? None of you, huh? Okay, Gavin, sure. Well, here's the thing about losing an hour of sleep. So, we call this daylight saving time, but it also means that we are springing forward, right? And so that means spring is coming, right? So the weather is a little bit warmer this weekend. It should be a little bit warmer this week too, right? So we're remembering that winter doesn't last forever, right? The sun's going to be up a little bit longer during the day, and it's going to be warmer, and spring is coming. You know what makes me excited when spring comes? I love baseball. How many of you love baseball? How many of you love the Cardinals? A couple of you? Oh my goodness. How many out there love the Cardinals? Way more out there. My goodness. All right. I need a really big Cardinals fan to come and help me. I think, Tom, I need you to come up and help me, sir. Thanks for raising your hand. So I brought with me a Cardinals shirt. This is Yadier Molina, right? Number 4. Can you put that on for me, sir? Go ahead and put that on. And while Tom is putting that on, I want to talk to you guys about a big word called reputation. You guys say that?
Reputation.
Reputation. Say that.
Reputation.
Okay, reputation. What is a reputation? Colt. It's what people know you for. Okay, that's a really good way to put it, right? So if you didn't have a reputation, then you would probably be a stranger to somebody, right? They wouldn't really know much about you. But how do you get a reputation? What are some things you can do that will give you a reputation? Tim? Depending on if you do good or bad acts. So there's good reputations and bad reputations, right? So if you do bad things, usually that word spreads around. People think that you're mean or nasty or you cheat or you lie, blah, 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 right? And you have a bad reputation. Or if you are nice and kind and honest, if you try to be like Jesus, right, you have a good reputation, right? People like you if you have a good reputation. Tom is wearing a Cardinals shirt. If you didn't know anything about Tom, but you saw him wearing this oversized Cardinals shirt, would you say that this is somebody who has a good reputation around here or a bad reputation? A Cardinals fan around here, Southern Illinois. We're about an hour away from St. Louis. Good reputation? Yeah? Okay. For most of us, right? Not all of us, I understand. Good, right? Okay, so you might think Tom is a good guy because he's a Cardinals fan. He's one of us, right? I'm actually a Yankees fan, but just for the purposes of this children's message. He's one of us, right? He's a Cardinals fan. He's a good guy. Now, here's how reputations work, though. Reputations can be easily changed. Sometimes it's not even fair how they change. What if when Tom wasn't looking, all of a sudden I came up behind him and I said, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" I hear some yays out there. Now what kind of a reputation does Tom have around here? For most of us, a bad one, right? And here's the thing. Reputations can be made even worse the more we live our lives and the more we end up sinning. So if you were to, let's say, disobey your parents, you might get an even worse reputation. Let's say you decided that you weren't going to eat your vegetables, or you're just going to feed them to the dog, and people found out about it. You might even get a worse reputation. What if your teachers all knew that you didn't like doing your homework? What if you were really mean to your brother or your sister and you pushed him down? Look at how bad of a reputation he's got now. He's got cubs all over his shirt. Isn't that terrible? Thank you, Tom. You can take that off. Let's give Tom a round of applause. Thanks, buddy. Okay, so here's the thing. Whether you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan or a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan or any other kind of fan like that, here's the thing. We all have, thank you, Zoe, I'll take that. We all have one really important team that we are on. And it's the same team that little Emma Lou just joined this morning. You guys can think of what kind of team that is? Team Jesus! I like that. That's good. Team Jesus, right? We're part of this thing that's called the church, right? We are believers in Jesus Christ. And here's the thing. None of us are perfect, right? If you think about all of the bad things that we might do in any given day, any given week, we should be people who have bad reputations, right? Because we never do things perfectly the way that Jesus would want us to. And yet, because of that amazing miracle that just happened to Emma and that has happened to all of us too, right here at this baptismal font, Jesus has taken our bad reputations and he's made us into good, perfect saints. Isn't that amazing? So that one day when we pass away from this earth, we get to go to heaven. God is holy, and he only allows people with good reputations to get into heaven. Now, none of us would be able to remove our bad reputations on our own, but because we have faith in Jesus Christ, that's what makes us perfect and holy and righteous. That's what makes us saints. Isn't that great? All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, and I'm going to talk about that in the sermon, but let's close with a word of prayer, and you guys can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus to make us holy. Help us to live lives that are worthy of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can go back to your seats and go Cardinals.